With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The rate at which Montanans are diagnosed with COVID-19 continues to decline as the state begins its third week of a gradual reopening plan. Montana reported 5 positive tests in the past week compared to 6 positive tests in the previous 7 days. The State Health Department is reporting around 20 confirmed active cases of the COVID-19 illness, with a new case in Jefferson County identified in yesterday's round of sampling. This afternoon, Bighorn County confirmed a new case who's recovering at home. A total of 62 people have been hospitalized because of the virus. 4 patients are still in the hospital. Governor Steve Bullock announced the state had received 19,500 swabs and transport medium for 9,000 tests as it looks to ramp up testing in nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and on reservations. Montana's Attorney General has signed on to a letter calling on Congress to investigate the Chinese government's role in the novel coronavirus pandemic. The letter sent Saturday by 18 state attorneys general accuses China of, quote, willfully and knowingly, unquote, concealing information about the severity of the virus while stockpiling personal protective equipment. The attorneys general say China needs to be held accountable for American deaths and job losses from the virus. Chinese officials have denied the accusation, saying the U.S. government ignored early warnings in January about the emerging pandemic and is now trying to shift blame for its own slow response. Tim Fox signed onto the letter urging congressional hearings in his official capacity as Montana's attorney general. Fox is running for the Republican nomination for the governor's seat. Last week, the Montana State Tribal Relations Committee sent out a letter asking the public to respect and comply with travel restrictions the state's tribal governments have adopted to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson reports.
The letter sent to state news publications encourages the public, residents and non-residents, to comply with efforts by tribal governments to restrict access to their communities. State Senator Jason Small, committee chairman, says the tribal governments are suggesting travelers use alternative routes around tribal land.
They're just trying to keep the influx of traffic at bay. They're trying to keep people out of town from pulling in just to stop or negate the spread of COVID-19, hopefully not get it here where there is such a high risk to the population just due to underlying health concerns.
Committee Vice Chair Representative Ray Peppers emphasizes the letter is not to single out any group, but to inform truckers and other travelers of why these restrictions are in place. She says the tribes are trying to protect a community that lacks adequate medical infrastructure.
If there was an outbreak in our communities, they could not handle it. And they ask that we do everything we can to prevent such an outbreak by putting in closures.
The state's most recent analysis of its COVID-19 data shows while Native Americans are not disproportionately infected with the COVID-19 illness, complications are more severe. 30% of Native Americans with the virus require hospitalization, compared to 13% of COVID patients who identify as white. Native Americans also account for a quarter of the state's deaths. I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News.
The Montana Department of Labor and Industry issued more than 55,000 unemployment payments, totaling $60 million last week. The total includes regular unemployment payments, expanded pandemic assistance, and the $600 weekly addition from the Federal CARES Act. Nearly 9,000 new claims in April came from the food service and accommodation industry. Retail, trade, and healthcare industries accounted for more than 6,500 claims each. New claims peaked in early April during Montana's stay-at-home order. Montana State Parks and fishing access sites have experienced a major increase in visitation as residents spend time outdoors amid health restrictions related to the coronavirus. The Independent Record reported estimated visitation at state parks climbed more than 60% compared to this time in previous years. Managers estimate there were nearly 152,000 visitors at state parks in March and April this year, compared to about 95,000 in 2019 and 2018. Female candidates are positioned to make significant gains in Montana's election this year, with the highest number seeking statewide political office in at least 3 decades. That includes races for governor, U.S. House, and other high-profile posts. The state was the first to send a woman to Congress, but hasn't again since World War II. 11 women are in the running for statewide offices heading into the June 2nd primary, including 5 Republicans and 4 Democrats. Ballots for the mail-in election went out to voters Friday. Polling stations will be closed due to the coronavirus. State Health Department officials gave legislators an update today on the agency's ongoing response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Officials say that response has a lot of moving pieces, but they're learning fast and keeping pace. Edward O'Brien reports.
Health Department Director Sheila Hogan told lawmakers Monday that applications for SNAP, or the federal food stamp program, jumped by 70% after stay-at-home orders were issued in late March. Staff are now helping clients over the phone, and helpline hours have been extended to handle the additional caseload. Montanans without internet or phone access can still book office meetings on an emergency basis. Hogan told members of the legislature's Children, Families, Health and Human Services Interim Committee the agency is encouraging people to report suspected child abuse and neglect. Reported cases of abuse have declined over the past 2 months, which officials attribute to the move to online learning at schools and fewer chances for teachers to notice signs of abuse. During the oversight meeting, Todd Harwell told legislators that Montana's COVID-19 testing capability has dramatically improved over the past 2 months. Harwell, the state health department's public health and safety administrator, says the testing team is working 7 days a week and now providing same-day test results. He says local and tribal health officials have done contact tracing on over 2,000 Montanans.
So this is really good work, and it's, I think, one of the key reasons why Montana has the second lowest incident rate of COVID in the United States. I think we're second only to Alaska.
Lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle largely praised the agency for its reaction to the pandemic. Here's Helena, Democratic Representative Mary Cafaro.
We're the second lowest in the nation, and I think it's really important to recognize that that didn't just happen. It was because of a great, timely, and a very bold response.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.